Hey everyone, welcome back to Mindful Minutes. Today, we are going to turn the tables. Instead of giving you answers or talking more about some trivias or things under marketing, I am not going to give you the answers. I'm going to give you questions, and 50 of them. Why? Because 2025 isn't going to wait for us to figure things out. And frankly, we are better together when we start asking the right questions. This is the last podcast of 2024, and I wanted to make sure that, you know, we are prepared for 2025 the best way possible. So here's the deal. Marketing has never been a 9-to-5 job. It's a roller coaster full of twists, turns, and occasional upside down loops. And if you're leading the charge as a CMO or marketing leader, you know the ride is only going to get wilder. Yeah, we've got AI writing copies, customer expecting hyper-personalization, faster than you can say chatbots and budgets. That's another, you know, a bigger elephant somehow shrinking where expectations are still so high. And add to that the challenge of proving your ROI to the board while your team debates the latest TikTok trends and stuff like that. All this, you've got only yourself, one heck of a circus act. So why are we here? Yes, because every great act needs a little pause and reassess. That's what these 50 questions are. A moment to breathe, to think, and to say, hey, are we even juggling the right flaming torches? This isn't about having all the answers. Don't get me wrong. It's just about having the courage to ask what matters. And before we jump in, let's try to set a stage. 2025 is going to be the year where agility is going to beat perfection, where collaboration is going to eat silos for breakfast, where leaders who can embrace the messy, unpredictable, and human side of marketing will thrive. And if that sounds like you or the you are going to be aspiring to be, then grab your notebook and open mind and whatever you love, coffee, tea. Let's get uncomfortable a little bit, get inspired, and get to the heart of what it means to lead in the marketing world of tomorrow. So now, without further ado, let's dive into the 50 questions that might just change the way you think about your role, your strategy, and your future. The first part of this question is regarding the role of marketing leadership, where we are trying to understand the role of leadership. It is fundamental to navigating the evolving landscape. So these questions, these 5 questions are going to help you encourage reflection on the skills and strategies that define an impactful leadership. Question number 1, how do you define the evolving role of CMO in today's business landscape? Question number 2, what's the most critical skill a marketing leader needs to navigate 2025 and beyond? Question number 3, how do you balance creativity and data-driven decision-making, in your strategy? Question 4, what's the one thing CMO should stop doing to stay relevant? Question 5, how do you approach building a marketing team that's both agile and specialized? You getting me? That's what we are trying to come to. That's the first section. Section number 2, it's more to do with strategy and growth. Since strategy is the backbone of marketing success, this section is primarily to, you know, figure out how leaders align their vision and measurable growth. So make a note. Question number 6. Again, these are going to be 5 question sets. So 6 to 10 is for strategy and growth. So question 6. What's the biggest challenge in aligning your marketing strategy with business goals? Question 7. How do you measure the success of a long-term brand building initiative? Or brand building initiatives in your case? question 8. Is it more important for marketing to focus on demand gen or brand equity, or probably both, and why? Question 9. What role does competitive analysis play in your marketing building? Question 10. How do you ensure marketing remains a revenue driver and not just a cost center? Remember, all the podcasts that we are talking about, we're talking about marketing as an investment center. So how do you ensure that? That's the second section. Third section is more on the trending thing, which is MarTech. Everybody agrees, MarTech revolution is here. So these questions, these next set of 5 questions are going to help you explore how leaders can leverage technology to stay ahead without losing the human element, the human touch. So question 11, how do you evaluate which MarTech tools are worth the investment? Question 12, what's a technology trend in marketing that you're most excited about? Question 13, how do you manage the risks of over-reliance on automation? Question 14, what role do you see AI playing in the role in the future of marketing? Question 15, how do you integrate new technologies without disrupting existing workflows? That's section number 3. Now, when you are going to answer these questions, don't keep it very pointed. Try to write a very descriptive, you know, candid answer to all of these, because these are going to give you pointers to prepare and finalize your marketing plan for 2025. And don't get me, you know, wrong in that sense that some companies still are working on the marketing plans, although they should have been ready by now, almost finalized by now. But still, that's fine. You still have some days. Make sure you have these answers and keep on iterating on your marketing plans. So let's get back. Section 4 is on the primary element, which is customers. So customer-centric marketing, that's what I would like to say. This section actually helps leaders challenge themselves to rethink how they can connect, engage, and retain. It's basically to accept that customers drive the narrative. So here are the next 5 questions. Question 16. What's your approach to defining or redefining the ideal customer profile, or ICP as we call it, as markets are evolving? Question 17. How do you balance personalization with privacy concerns in your campaigns? Question 18. What's one way marketers can better anticipate customer needs? Question 19. How do you foster brand loyalty in a hyper-competitive environment? Question 20. What role does customer feedback play in shaping your strategy? Getting me all these questions are going to put your food, give you food for thought. Section 5 is mainly around challenges and opportunities. Since every challenge is an opportunity in disguise, these questions are going to help you uncover how to turn obstacles into growth avenues. So, question 21. What's the toughest decision you have had to make as a CMO? 22. How do you manage budget cuts without compromising on results? Question 23. What's one untapped opportunity for CMOs in emerging markets? Question 24. How do you address the challenge of marketing fatigue among audiences? You have to agree that there's a lot of marketing fatigue. A lot of data has been pushed. Question 25, what's a lesson you've learned from a failed campaign? Now, this comes straight out of an interview manual, but it's not. Lesson learns are applicable for all levels. Okay, well, the next section is more on collaboration and influence, because great marketing doesn't happen in isolation. Let's take these questions to figure out the importance of teamwork and influence. I've always believed that a company which says customers comes first and only focuses on that is actually, you know, not looking at the most important element of their company, which is their resource or their team, Yes, you need customers to grow your business, but that growth cannot happen without your team. So collaboration and influence. Question 26 is on those lines, 26 to 30. 26, how do you foster better alignment between marketing and sales? They have to say the one common truth. So how do you foster better alignment? Question 27, what's the key to maintaining a strong partnership with the CEO, board, if one function, other function? Question 28, how do you ensure cross-functional collaboration within your organization? So the first one is management with the team. The second question is between the teams. 29, what's your approach to mentoring the next generation of marketers? Question 30, how do you handle differing opinions about marketing priorities within the leadership team? If you can manage this question correctly, you'll have no problem ensuring, you know, next level readiness about your team members. Section 7 is on 2025 and beyond, which is demand foresight or future of marketing. So it's this section kind of probes into trends, disruptions, and timeless principles of marketing. Very generic, but definitely thought-provoking. Question 31 is, what's a future trend in marketing you believe will redefine industry? We agree it probably could be LLMO, AEO, some people call it. So what is it? Question 32, how do you prepare for disruptive changes in marketplace? What's one aspect? Question 33, what's one aspect of traditional marketing that will always remain relevant? Question 34, how do you see the role of sustainability in marketing strategies? What's your take on increasing role of purpose-driven branding? That's question 35. This covers section 7, like I said, the future of marketing. Now, onwards from this, we're going to talk more about flexibility reflections. Okay, so section 8 is more on fractional leadership, which is getting a lot of traction. There's a lot of potential to reshape traditional marketing roles. So how open are you for this? Because you cannot do all these things together every time. You have to agree there are some places where you need a full-time person, but there are some places where you cannot. So fractional leadership, not just a fractional CMO. Fractional CMOs are evolving, definitely, but fractional leadership, how do you look at it? Question 36 is very pointed. How do you see the role of a fractional CMO evolving? Question 37, what's one way fractional roles can drive better ROI for businesses? For that, you have to keep a very open mind. Question 38, how do you address concerns about continuity in fractional leadership models? Because most of these models tend to be 3 months, 6 months. None of the leaderships want to work for 1 year or more in a fractional model. So how do you address the concern? Question 39, what's the biggest misconception about hiring a fractional CMO? Question 40, how do fractional roles compare to traditional consultancy roles? Because business consulting and CMO as a service or fractional CMO are totally different ball games. That's section 8. Section 9 is more on, see, every strategy is a story. So my personal reflections and insights often offer a glimpse into, you know, the journey of marketing that has evolved over the course of my career. So if I make a note of that, that definitely helps me better my leadership and prepare others for the same role. So that's question 41. What inspired you to pursue a career in marketing leadership? Most of them have grown into leadership, but none of them have pursued a career. So what inspires to take, what could inspire somebody to pursue a career? Question 42. How do you stay motivated during challenging times? We have to agree that, you know, there are training models for managers. There are training models for executives, but there are very, very few actually training models to create or develop leaders. Yes, we have people talking about this, but there are very few people who actually act on it. And these questions, if you write it down, will probably help you when you're doing or trying to do this. Question 43, what's the best piece of advice you've received as a marketing leader? I can tell you, you know, an example of mine. There's always a limit to what you have to do. You may think that you can deliver, but you have to make sure that, you know, your team delivers. So in short, don't give a man a fish. Teach a man how to fish so that you can, you know, feed him for the lifetime. That's one of the best piece of advice that I've received. Question 44. How do you manage work-life balance in a very high-pressure role? Now, high pressure has to be taught. You know, most of them cannot handle it. But that doesn't mean they're not good. So please help your peers understand that. And also tell yourself that you've done it. Question 45. What's one book, podcast, or resource you've recommended to fellow CMOs? I definitely recommend Mindful Minutes. Okay, jokes apart. The last section is about, you know, sometimes the best insights come from the hardest of questions. So this is an open to the floor question for introspection and vision. That's how I've noted it for myself, and it's helped me immensely. 46, what's one marketing challenge you wish the industry would solve? Question 47, how do you define the true value of marketing in an organization? Question 48, what question you think every CMO should ask themselves regularly? I ask myself whether I am actually answering the why question rather than just answering what is being asked or how it is being delivered. So I'm very much inspired by thinking about trust factor first rather than talking about what I'm good at, how I'm good at. Question 48, what's a question? We've just covered 48. Question 49. How do you ensure your leadership evolves alongside the industry? And last, what's one question you wish someone would ask you about marketing leadership? Interesting, right? So that's a wrap about on this whirlwind journey through 50 game-changing questions for marketing leaders. Here's the thing. Marketing is not a static discipline, right? It's a living, breathing ecosystem where curiosity is your compass and courage is your fuel. If one of these questions definitely might have sparked an aha moment for you or even a little discomfort, that was the point. So growth begins with asking the right questions, and even if the answers aren't immediately clear or sometimes you think, why do we need it? So what will you do differently tomorrow? Who will you engage in deeper conversations with? And what's the one question you will keep asking yourself? Do let me know. Let's keep this momentum alive. Let's join the conversation, connect with few leaders, and let's co-create the future of marketing together. Until next time, keep leading with courage, curiosity, and a bit of audacity. This is Tanay Sarpotdar, signing off from Mindful Minutes. Take care. Bye-bye.